Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we take you back to 1960, the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band.
Преди това въобще беше абсурдно да се мисли за оригинална българска музика. Това, което се пееше...
Before the big band was created, original Bulgarian music was unheard of. I mean, popular and dance music. Even the songs band would sing in restaurants were performed in the original language without translation. When the big band was set up, the Bulgarian National Radio Popular and Dance Music Department channeled its efforts towards creating its repertoire. That is how Vili Kazasyan, conductor of the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band from 1963 until 1996, begins his story. The most prestigious and longest surviving jazz orchestra in this country came into being in 1960. In an almost completely foreign language musical environment. The very fact of its birth provoked the creative imagination of Bulgarian composers, who started creating popular and dance music especially for its repertoire. In its first years, a string of conductors succeeded one another: Jules Levy, Dimitar Ganev, Georgi Ganev, Emil Gurgiev and Milcho Leviev. Here now is a recording that is truly unique, made in 1960, Dreams. It is the first instrumental piece composed by Maurice Alagem that same year for the Popular Orchestra of the Bulgarian National Radio, as it was then called, conductor Emil Gurgiev. real watershed in the history of the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band is the period when its conductor was Vili Kazasyan. Before taking over, he was big band pianist and witnessed all processes that accompanied its first steps. The recording of his voice from the Bulgarian National Radio Golden Fund audio archives we are offering you was made in 1998, but takes us back to the beginning. A prominent composer and music arranger, author of pop and jazz pieces, film soundtracks and music for children, the maestro offers us a keen insight into the development of Bulgarian popular music, and more specifically the music of the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band in its infant years.
Така се родиха и първите български парчета, оригинални. Много по-трудно беше с песните, защото като изключим някои песни.
That was how the first Bulgarian instrumental pieces in this genre were born. Still, there was a tradition back then in composing what was known as serious music, says Vili Kazasyan. Many composers tried their hand at writing big band music. Some succeeded, others not so much. It was more difficult when it came to songs, but things soon changed. Probably because they came from a classical music background, many composers were apt to compose really complex pieces. And sometimes there would be misunderstandings in the way they were performed. Some could not get through to the audience. Perhaps there were people who thought it was beneath their dignity to write things that were simple. To my mind, it is the simple things that are often most difficult to accomplish. There was also a trend to write folklore-style music, and the results were rarely any good, says Vili Kazasyan. Notwithstanding the growing pains, the beginning had been laid, and the processes were going ahead. The orchestra was quickly turning into a national institution. After Vili Kazasyan, the baton was passed over to Yanko Miladinov, and these past few years to Antoni Donchev. In its 54-year-long history, the orchestra has made thousands of recordings for the Bulgarian National Radio. It has taken part in all pop and jazz forums in the country and festivals abroad, and has toured extensively. For dozens of years, it was the principal orchestra accompanying performers from Bulgaria and abroad at the legendary pop song contest, the Golden Orpheus. Renowned singers of several generations took the first steps in their career with the BNR Big Band: Lili Ivanova, Jordanka Hristova, Bogdana Karadocheva, Vasil Najdenov, and many more. So much more can be said about the band's instrumentalists, composers and arrangers, because to this day its appeal to musicians of different generations has never waned. We wind up with one more recording by the BNR Big Band. The song is called To Be Alone Would Make Me Sad, music Peter Stupel, lyrics Rosen Vasilev, conductor Emil Georgiev. The voice you shall hear belongs to one of the most famous singers of his time, Georgi Kordov.
Може дълго да вървя в тишината, тая нощ градът е посребрен, ала искам не ръка на непозната, твоята ръка да е до мен. И дълго, дълго знам ще тъгувам, знам ще тъгувам, ако бъда сам. И дълго, дълго за теб ще мисля, за теб ще мисля, ако бъда сам. Може дълго да пътувам надалече, и морета има и страни, ала искам всеки ден и всяка вечер твоя глас край мене да звъни. И дълго, дълго ще такува, знам ще тъгува, ако пада сам. И дълго, дълго за теб ще мисля, за теб ще мисля, ако пада сам. Свети и да маха с весели крила, но докосне ли тя някога сърцето, с тебе искам да я споделя. И дълго, дълго знам ще тъгувам, знам ще тъгувам, ако бъда сам. И дълго, дълго за теб ще мисля, за теб ще мисля, ако бъда сам. Знам, ще тъгувам, ако бъда сам.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we took you back to 1960 and the creation of the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.